we go. Yes, it's Law and Gospel on Open Mic Friday. I could say 987, but unfortunately it's 9817. I'm Tom Baker, your host for Law and Gospel. I'm all by myself today. And this is an opportunity for you to ask any question at all. We encourage you to phone in early. And when you phone in early, then you're going to get on the line. The numbers, oh yes. In St. Louis, you can phone 821-0850. Or anywhere in North America, 1-800-730-2727. That's 1-800-730-2727. And without further ado, we're going to go to the phone lines right now and talk to Lois. Lois, you're on the air.
Ecclesiastes 4, 9 to 11. What can a single person take from that? And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, it's Ecclesiastes, you said?
4, 9, 11, or 12. Well, 11, I guess.
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for calling. These are the kinds of questions we love. Ecclesiastes appears right after the book of Proverbs. So let me read chapter 4, 9 to 11. It says the following. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fail, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. If, again, two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. Well, two are better. This is simply talking about the value of companionship or friendship. See, God designed us to be social beings, and that's why he provides the gifts of marriage, children, a congregation, community, and nation. So, two are better than one. You know, I announced that this past weekend, we had a great celebration of the 50th anniversary of the marriage between myself and my wife, Louise. And one of the comments I made and will still make is my ministry would not be near as good without her. I don't understand how these priests don't get married. First of all, it even says in the Bible that we shouldn't prohibit marriage in that regard. But the other thing is, there are so many things that a pastor's wife does to help in getting things ready. For example, we've driving around in a different car now, and woke up this morning, and I had said, you know, check the air pressure. I want to make sure the tires are right and the oil. And yesterday, she put more oil in because it was needed and did the tire pressure. Well, that would take me quite a time to do that, and I didn't have to do that. And so I got here on time for Law and Gospel. I wouldn't even have done it. Now, it's not just those kinds of things, but one of the reasons I so enjoyed our relationship is she thinks theologically. And therefore, I can often have discussions with her about the Bible. I always ask her, because we rarely go to church together since I'm normally at another congregation. But she'll have a Bible study, come back and tell me about it. And it's just really different where two are together. This in no way, for example, this one verse I'm looking at here, where it says, if they lie together, they keep warm, but how can one keep warm alone? Obviously, we're talking about married couples. We're not talking about somebody who's not married yet. It's just really amazing to me How many television movies and shows have people sleeping together when they are not married? And then they wonder why the catastrophe hits. What kind of catastrophe? Oh, all kinds. In fact, I just saw a movie recently where the boyfriend was so jealous that he ended up killing his girlfriend because he would go out dancing and other men would look at her. Well, you know, who's the victim here? It's something that a lot of people don't realize, that when you go against the morality of God, you're going to end up getting negative consequences. He builds it in to the world. Look what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah due to that homosexuality. So if anybody else has any other questions, I really appreciate that, where you give me a Bible verse and I attempt to give an understanding of it that is according to the will of God. So you can call in, St. Louis again, 821-0850. Anywhere in North America, and even St. Louis can use this number. It's 1-800-730-2727. That's 1-800-730-2727. And we're ready to go to the phone lines again with someone calling in here. And we'll get their name in a moment. And I'll get you right on the air immediately. And this is a Mark. How you doing, Mark? Oh, I'm sorry, Marilyn. It's Marilyn.
Yes. Pastor, I wanted to congratulate you and your lovely wife on 50 years marriage. It really goes against what the trend is when people have suffered the tragic loss of a child. Obviously, you both have a very strong faith. I want to tell you something that I heard long ago, actually from one of my students when I was teaching, that God created his masterpiece after he had a blueprint. That blueprint had to be there first, and then he created his masterpiece. My comment is, behind every great man, there's a good woman. And I'm sure that you know that.
Yep.
God bless you, Pastor.
And thank you for calling, Marilyn. I appreciate that very much. Yes, that masterpiece, of course, was human beings, but the blueprint was very interesting. It was a blueprint by which, guess what? He knew he would have to send himself to die on a cross, because through his foreknowledge, he knew that these people would be falling from the faith. Falling from the faith. So God sent his only son. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk with Diane. Hi, Diane. You're on the air.
Hi, Pastor Tom. I was reading in James last night about the tongue, and I was thinking that some of us really realize how sinful we are, and even some Christians do not. Well, if we point out that or realize that, that no one can tame the tongue, that would prove that, you know, Christians that think they aren't sinful, you know, can't beat that one.
Yes, because you're talking about James chapter 3, where he talks about, you know, right at the beginning, if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle his whole body. If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. The tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. I mean, how many times do you say something and wish, boy, I really hope I could take that back, and you're unable to?
Too many times.
Yes. And, you know, this is true about emails. When you have to write an email, and maybe it's going to be somewhat negative towards someone, what I do is I write it out, and then I wait a day or two before I send it. And you know, Marilyn, every time I make some changes. Because your first response is sometimes according to your old Adam. And you really need to get negative emails according to your new man. Because they are necessary. Imagine having a child who is on drugs and you never talk to them about why that is wrong. You see, you need to talk to them, but you need to do it in such a way that the child knows that you still love them and you're willing to be with them no matter what they're going through. So, Diane, you really hit it on the head. The tongue is a small instrument of the mouth, but it really causes a lot of problems.
Amen.
God bless. Thank you for calling. In fact, there's a whole commandment on that. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Do you watch television shows? They're starting to swear, use all kinds of swear words. But also, I was watching one where the person was going through a tough time and he got angry and said the word Jesus, but not in a prayerful way. He was saying it because he was mad. You know, this kind of shows me that Christianity is the only true religion. I've said this before. But the devil never tempts anybody to yell out, "Oh, Allah," when something goes wrong. Because Allah is an idol. He doesn't exist. So why would the devil waste his time in getting people to speak out against Allah? Now in some cultures, particularly from a Muslim point of view, the translation for God sometimes is Allah in the Bible. I don't really agree with that because it never was that, but it's the name of God in that particular culture. So some translators think that might be appropriate. But you don't want to get, imagine if we were back in Greece at the time of the Bible, and every time God's name was used in the Bible, the translator changed it to Zeus, you know, because, of course, he was Mount Olympus, top god. This sort of thing. You got to be kind of careful. I remember I was talking to a missionary. He was visiting our church when I was a kid, and he had been in New Guinea. And one of the problems they have is the place he was in New Guinea had never seen sheep, but they had a lot of pigs. And so in the parables about sheep, you know, goes out to find a lost sheep, etc., they would say the word pig instead because that's what they were familiar with. But they soon found out it doesn't work because there's something about sheep that they're kind of dumb. They're like children. Remember when I was saying a couple of days ago that we're to become like a child? That really refers to the fact that a child is powerless and recognizes it. And then second of all, because they are powerless, they are totally dependent. Well, pigs are not that dependent on human beings like sheep are. Pigs are smarter than sheep. Remember Psalm 23, "He leads me beside still waters." Why did they say that? Because in rough waters, a sheep could easily be so soaked because of its wool, it would sink and be drowned. So that's why the Bible says Jesus leads you beside still waters. There's even a Bible verse to back that up where it says there's no temptation that comes to you beyond your ability to endure. And at times, even with the temptation, there is a way of escape. And that's simply saying when we cling to Jesus, then, and we're going to talk about this more on Monday, because Monday has a very interesting theme, both in the Old Testament and in the Gospel,
where it said, now this is for the readings for September the 17th, but it says that when evil comes to you, God allows it because he's working it out for good. Well, how many times has evil come to you and you say, oh, I can see the good in that? No, it doesn't happen often. Our phone lines are opened. St. Louis, 821-0850. Toll free, 1-800-730-2727. We've already had Lois, Marilyn, and Diane phone. And we're about halfway through the program, so we really would appreciate you calling now. It always appears that near the end of the program, I have more than one call to get to, and I'm unable to do that because of the time. So give me a ring, and we'll see how things are going. Let's go talk with Mike. Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Listen, you were talking about the first commandment, thou shalt not have strange gods before me.
Thou shalt have no other gods. That's correct.
Or those who have no other gods before me. That's another way of saying it. Okay, well, you know, that was really designed for ancient Israel, although you can't apply it today. But the idea was under pagan sun worship, all religions were accepted under pagan sun worship, and that's where all the strange gods part come in.
Well, there's no doubt there were other religions at that time, but remember, God even allowed the Babylonian captivity to take over Israel because they began worshiping those strange gods.
Hmm, I'll be darned.
Yes, they were more than darned.
Yeah, hey, that's right. They got pretty bad.
Yeah, thank you very much, right, Mike. Yeah. Good insight. I appreciate that. Always enjoy hearing from Mike. He's always thinking when he reads the scripture, and he always has good questions, and I just do enjoy that kind of response. In fact, many a time when I do a Bible study, I don't have a set amount of time to do it. Let's say I'm doing a passage from the scripture. I'll tell you, I love questions. And if we go in a different direction, that doesn't bother me at all, because that's the purpose of a pastor. I can be reading a passage and I might have a particular point in mind, and I don't know what the point is that are on the people's minds. And so I really enjoy asking for questions and responding to them. And at the end of the Bible study, they'll say, hey, Pastor, you didn't finish the whole text. And I said, well, there's next week, or you can listen to me on the radio, and I might be able to do that there. Only a few minutes left. Numbers are 821-0850. Toll free, 1-800-730-2727. By the way, yesterday we were with Wes Reimnitz talking all about how people think about the Reformation. Do they still consider the teachings of the various churches to be that different or that similar? And we were finding, even to my surprise, that the majority of people in the world think that all religions are very similar rather than different. And I'll tell you why, is they look to every religion as a way of trying to love the neighbor. And a lot of times that's because people want to be saved. Well, you'll recall that Pastor Reimnitz said on the program he was going to a circuit meeting. A circuit meeting is a group of congregations in the general area in which your congregation is in. They're usually 7 to 8 congregations, sometimes more. And you meet on a regular monthly basis to discuss things. And he phoned me and said, guess what? They were discussing what we said on the radio, namely about how do you reach out to these people when they have such a different view of reality. And by the way, we'll be sending out this weekend that free copy of The Difference Between Baby Boomers, Xers, Millennials, etc. So you should get it over the weekend. And a whole bunch of you have emailed me. If you would like a free copy of it, we'll be glad to send it to you. It's at Law and Gospel at lawandgospel101.com. That's all you have to do. And ask, give me that copy of the chart on millennials, etc. And you'll get it back in your email. So all I need is your email address. And it's free. We're not charging anything for it. You want to pay us? Because we do pay Kay if you were to be on the air here. Then listen to the end of the program, and there'll be an address. But if you want an IRS deduction for your gift to Law and Gospel, don't make it out to Law and Gospel. Make it out to Concordia Mission Society. And then you'll also get the IRS deduction there. We've been doing that many, many years ago, and we're doing it again now that we have an amount that we pay KFUO to be on the air. Remember, everything that you send will be going to KFUO, because this is the only radio station in the world that I'm aware of that has a consistent teaching of Lutheranism. And I know I made the comment yesterday that if you're in a congregation that is not Lutheran, you are hearing false doctrine in some area. For example, if you're in a Calvinist congregation, that'd be Presbyterian, etc., who follows the teachings of John Calvin, then you are taught that Jesus only died for the elect. That's part of his teaching. He did not die for everybody. And so, boy, you'll always wonder, am I part of the elect? And there's no real way of figuring that out. Also, when you take the Lord's Supper, you will not be receiving the body and blood of Christ, because John Calvin didn't believe that. If you belong to the Southern Baptist Church, a very conservative church, many of them believe the Bible, and we don't have those many differences, but there'll be two of them come to mind. Number one, you won't be baptizing your infants. This is the way that God adopts your children into his family. That's a terrible thing not to do. Plus, a lot of them believe in millennial coming back of Jesus for 1,000 years, reign on earth, and this sort of thing. You've heard a lot about that. There's even movies on it, on the rapture and so forth. So that's where the difference would be there. And if you're Roman Catholic, remember, I believe that all these people are going to be saved, because when you ask any of them, a Methodist, a Roman Catholic, a Southern Baptist, to whom will you give all the credit for your salvation when you get to heaven? They all say Jesus. So in their heart, they have perfect faith. But by the time it gets up to their head, for example, Roman Catholics pray to Mary. And if you read their theology, the reason they do that is they don't really think they're worthy enough to pray directly to Jesus, even though the prayer Jesus gives us is Our Father who art in heaven. And so I can say a lot about Mariology. Then also where we would disagree with the Roman Catholics is on purgatory. There is no such place as purgatory. It's not found anywhere in the Bible. And therefore, when you hear that, it takes away the comfort. See, here's the problem with all the false teaching found in every other denomination except for Lutheranism, is that you lose comfort. Now, am I saying that Lutherans are perfect? No, we're sinners. We're not talking about the perfection of people or pastors. There's a lot of Lutheran pastors who have been removed from the ministry for immorality or other items. That's serious when you charge a pastor with something that is of such a nature that you need to get rid of him. So it's important to understand that. What we're not talking about are the pastors or the people. We're talking about the confession. And I would challenge anybody to find anything in the confessions of the Lutheran Church called the Book of Concord that is contrary to God's word. Because if it is, then it needs to be changed or I would no longer be a Lutheran. So that's what I was talking about yesterday. I believe that Christians and other denominations are saved. They are Christians, but they're not aware of the comfort that can be given because of certain theologies that occur. I'm Tom Baker. We're at the end of the hour, and we certainly appreciate the calls from Lois and Marilyn, Diane and Mike, and we're looking forward to coming back on Monday when we're going to be talking about all the evil that comes to you. Guess what? God means for your good. How's that possible? We'll talk about that on Monday's Law and Gospel. I'm Tom Baker. Thank you so much for listening to Law and Gospel, and tell your friends about us. And remember, you want that copy on the Millennialists? Just email me. Till Monday, God bless.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday at this time on Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email lawandgospel@lawandgospel101.com.